beautiful reflections. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Jareth Martinez, also known as Cherry, and in these episodes, we're going to have some open-minded, juicy conversations. We're going to talk about things that are taboo or topics that you don't really hear about. So sit back and relax, and let's get started on today's episode. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I'm currently staring at this beautiful pink moon. I have my desk facing my window, so I have my candles lit. And I'm just staring out at the moon, and I'm feeling such a deep connection, such deep gratitude, and I'm just so honored to just have this moment. Before this podcast episode, I was listening to a song that I believe is called I Release, and it literally says the same thing over and over. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. And as I was listening to this, I just had to put my pen down because I'm writing and just kind of tune into the song. And I started, as I'm sitting on my chair, just moving my hands to where I feel called, like different flows, different movements. If I want to make a little circle with my hands or a triangle with my hands or connecting my index finger with my thumb, just moving as I feel to either balance my chakras or just feel that deep connection with the song. Yeah, it just was really beautiful and powerful to have this moment with the moon and connect to this song. A lot of beautiful things happen around this time, I'm sure. As well in your life, there's a lot of magic going on throughout all the chaos and throughout all the, the situations that we're all going through individually. The beautiful thing is that so many of us are awakening, and I'm so proud to see that and to experience that and to, without even fully realizing, being part of the awakening that is going on. And we're all planting our seed, like I was saying in the previous podcast episode. But yeah, so today I actually asked on Instagram what people would think if I were to, because I have oils that are like really hard to find. Like I legit have spinach oil, broccoli oil, watermelon oil, chestnut oil, chamomile oil, just literally like the list goes on, hibiscus oil, just a lot of beautiful lemongrass, just literally. Oh, and of course I have cherry seed oil, but every single oil I have, it has a different frequency behind it, a different vibration. And then once you set your intention behind that vibration that it already has, it amplifies it and it infuses it with your intention and your energy. And can you imagine having an oil also under the full moon? And also an oil that has been sent some really good intentions and really good energy and really like someone behind it with like a pure heart. And I was really called to do this. I think there's something really special about this full moon, a full moon that we will never forget. This full moon, this pink full moon, has come in this time of quarantine, in this time of history. And I really, truly, I have such a deep connection with this moon. I'm like, as I'm speaking this and looking at the moon, I just feel so deeply grateful. And I decided to make 5 glass bottles filled with different types of oils. So whatever oils, you know, it's a lot of oils that I want to put together, but it depends on the 5 people. I have it in my heart to just do 5. So I'm just going to do 5 bottles filled with, you know, under the full moon, all of these things, and just send my love to it and send all my, you know, good intentions to it. And 5 people are going to receive it. And I'm only selling it for $15. I really do think that this is such a gift to be part of, and to be able to bless people with these beautiful oils that are just really special. Honestly, there's a special vibration to each one of them. So, you know, I'm thinking, like, if someone wants to tap more into their beauty and their feminine energy and embody who they are and fully step into their sensual power, I would definitely probably put cherry seed oil, hibiscus oil, chamomile oil, rose oil, and the list goes on, because I'm so blessed to have so many different types of oils. So I'm just really excited for the 5 people that are going to receive this beautiful blessing. So yeah, there's energy behind everything, like water. Okay, let me just give you an example. And I know I talk about water often, but I can literally talk about water forever, because it's such a huge blessing in everyone's lives. I am so passionate about water. So if you get a regular cup of water and someone like hands it to you, it can have a specific vibration to it. But when you set your intention to that water and you speak life to this water and you bless your water, I promise you the water will change. If you do not believe me, go ahead and log into YouTube and look up, or just, it doesn't have to be YouTube, you can look up scientific studies, actual scientists, to prove a point that there's 3 different cups of waters, right? And then with one of the waters, every single day, they say things like, I hate you, you're stupid, you're nothing, you're disgusting, you're toxic, you're all of these things, right? And then to the other one, you don't say anything to it, you just nothing. And then the other one, you, the other water, you say things like, I love you, you're beautiful, all that stuff. Literally, the one that you say negative things to, it literally starts to turn kind of like a yellowish color. It's so crazy. And also, they do that with flowers. They do that with flowers, you know, of course, just to test energy, to see, is energy, you know, is your intentions really that powerful? Are your words really that powerful? And they do it with plants, you know, with one plant, they say, you're disgusting, the same exact thing, I hate you, blah, 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 blah. The other one, you're beautiful, you're amazing, you're powerful, and you can literally see the difference. The other one, the one that you say positive things to, it's thriving, it's beautiful, it's glowing, it's happy, all these things. The other one, it's dead, it's dark, it's black. And that alone just really does prove how powerful our intentions are and how powerful our words are, how powerful our thoughts are. When, you know, we use the word spelling when you're writing things down or when you're, you know, spelling things out, because we literally cast spells with our words. Like, our words are that powerful. You can cast a spell to bring beauty into your life or other people's life, into the world. Or you can cast a spell with your words to send negativity, envy, jealousy, just a low vibration. So just be very, very careful with the thoughts you have and the words you speak and the intentions you set before doing anything, because that really truly creates something good or something bad depending on what your intention is. So my intention, as I'm like literally looking at the oils that I have in front of me, my intention is that every single person who gets in contact with these oils, may they be blessed, may they have blessings come their way like never before. May they prosper. May their families be healthy. May they be healthy like never before. May they feel beautiful every single day. May their career flourish and just grow and just skyrocket to a whole different level. May they feel clarity on their path. May they be guided and strengthen their intuition. May they have beautiful and prophetic dreams every night. May they tap into their calling every single day. And the list goes on. Honestly, I'm really setting the intention with these oils and writing it down and, you know, just like I said, putting in a positive intention behind these oils. So, like I said, I'm so excited for those five people that will receive this blessing. It's an energy exchange. So I'm so grateful to do this. It was like a homework assignment that was placed in front of me that I really did not see coming. But it does make sense. I really do. You know, of course, I love adding oils to my bath. Before this podcast, I was taking a really powerful bath with all types of oils in there. And with some pink Himalayan sea salt, and just like literally a long list of things. One of the things that I really like to put into my baths is roses, flowers, because they carry the vibration of love, just love, passion, romance, all of that. And I'm like, I live by that. I love that so much. And like, obviously beauty, of course, beauty, sensuality, and just really exciting energies that come with roses. And I put white roses, red roses. I like the meaning behind both of them, and to just like have them literally touching my body. Oh my gosh. Like, I feel so good. I feel so good. And like aloe vera, I add aloe vera to my baths all the time. So I cut aloe vera into some pieces, and then I open that gel up in my baths, and it's like a fun little treat to just put it all over my face and put it all just everywhere, and my hair even, and just, you know, put my face, put my body, my hair into that water filled with such a high vibration. Let me tell you, the vibe is so high, it's crazy. And then of course your thoughts that you have in that bath make it even more powerful. So of course I did a guided meditation with that a beautiful friend of mine, Maria, and I talked about her in my last podcast episode. I really love this woman. She's such a beautiful soul, and she did a free guided meditation with Archangel Raphael, and I really did feel a lot at once. I felt so much. I felt him so strongly. I just felt a lot of things going on at once. I can't really describe, like, we'll be here for days. But yeah, it was a really powerful meditation. And then to add that on top of all the beautiful energy that's already going on in this bath, to add that vibration of healing and removing any blocks and all that stuff and just opening new doors and like opening the gate to a whole new side of life in all the best ways. Like I feel like I added that vibration to the bath. And yeah, one of the things that I have been working on is my throat chakra. I think it's really important, especially if I'm, you know, if I'm a host of a podcast, to really remove any blocks, because there were so many blocks. Maybe I'll talk about it in other times, but I really, since a little girl, I really did feel like I just wasn't, my voice didn't matter. And so I feel like I really am bringing my power, calling all my power back to me, claiming my powers, putting my foot down and just really stepping into my power, unleashing my power and owning it and not caring what anyone thinks. I think that's a huge thing. And I want to talk about that in another episode. But you know, it's very draining to just always think about how will people receive you? How will people feel about you? And it's just draining. Just honestly, there's nothing good that comes from it. And it just feels so free to just be you and not care what people think. Of course, if you are being you with a pure heart and you're like authentically just being you, I think that there's just something so magical about that. And you can just really tell when people are stepping into their power. And I feel like a lot of people are doing it. And it has a lot to do with this time. This is a really interesting time. And I know, you know, we talk about this a lot, but it really, really is a time that we will never forget. And so there's a lot of changes going on. And for many of us, it includes transitioning into just fully being yourself and letting go of control. That's why this song was really touched my soul to the point where I had to pick up my phone and start this podcast. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. That is so powerful. So, so powerful. You're literally setting the intention of releasing control and surrendering. And I think that many of us, we struggle with control. I myself absolutely have struggled with control. I always want to control situations. What is to come? Wait, hold on. Are you sure I'm supposed to do this? But what if I do this? It doesn't follow through. And I'm really, truly, I'm so grateful to just let it go. Like, just let it go. And just if something comes through, to just walk in whatever I feel in my heart to do and just walk in that and not always need to control everything. How is everything going to plan out? And, you know, what is tomorrow going to look like? What is next week going to look like? Honestly, just enjoying the now and surrendering and being grateful. I hope that this episode inspired you to set powerful intentions behind everything you do and to take note of your thoughts so that you can bless yourself as well as others, because you're thinking positive, loving, and just beautiful thoughts for yourself and those around you. That will bless you with your health, your career, your love life, all areas. So the more love you give to yourself and others, the more that it just really raises the vibrations in general. So definitely send some love to yourself, send some love to other people everywhere you go. Tomorrow, which is basically today, because it's like, I don't know, like 1 something in the morning right now. So I am going to go live on Instagram 3 p.m. and I'm going to do like a flow to that song that I sang in the beginning, I Release. And Yeah, I'm going to do a flow and kind of just show you guys how I like to do some, like how I like to flow to songs that speak to me and are very powerful to me and bring a lot of shifts to my life. And I want to share that with you guys. So I'm going to go live and kind of flow to this song as well as maybe two other songs. And hopefully you guys are in a place in your sacred space as well where you can join along and basically surrender and flow and dance. And this is a prayer. This is a prayer for your future. This is a prayer for, you know, the earth. And so I'm really excited to share this you know, this frequency with you all, and those who are going to be, you know, watching the live and joining me. Those are the ones who need to see it, and so maybe I'll do more in the future. So I'm really excited. I should get some rest so I can, you know, be ready to go tomorrow. And yeah, thank you once again for listening. I want to remind you that you are all that and a bag of cherries. You really, really are. So embrace yourself, embrace your life, and just be you, just be you, and stop caring what people think. So yeah, I hope you took a lot of good things from this. I did. I feel like this is helpful for me as well. So yeah, love you all, and I will talk to you guys soon.